This is Dr. William R. Glaze coming to you to let you know that one of the organizations that has been birthed out of Bethany Baptist Church is the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies. This fall, we will be offering four classes: Right to Life, Right to Choose. In this, we'll look at the subject of abortion and give us a more comprehensive perspective in light of God's Word. American Sign Language, where we teach people how to sign to the deaf culture in the Christian context. We also have biblical counseling, where we train people how to use the Bible to counsel others. And then we have apologetics, where we defend the Christian faith. The classes begin this fall. They are all Zoom classes, so you can take them right from the convenience of your home. If you are interested or want more information, call 412-242-3255. To register or for more information, call 412-242-3255. God bless you as you listen to the message today.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today as we continue in Psalms with the first half of Are We Just Dust in the Wind from Psalm 90. So if you have your Bible, please open it to Psalm 90 and let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Are You Just Dust in the Wind?
I'm going to ask that you would open in your Bibles this morning to the 90th Psalm. As we continue on with our series, Redeeming the Time, Paul lets us know that as God's people, we need to redeem the time. That word redeem means to buy it back. Don't squander it. Use your time wisely into the honor and glory of God, as we have seen today in our presentation of African-American mayors, and how that here was a group of individuals who redeemed the time. They saw some things that were going on. They saw devastation happening in the inner cities. They saw waste going on in the inner city, and they decided to step up to the plate and redeem the time. They decided to make an investment in something that would live far beyond them. And as a result, we have all been the beneficiaries of that. And so we continue on this morning by looking at the 90th Psalm. And in the 90th Psalm, I want to focus on verse 3, but we'll actually look at the whole psalm. In Psalm 90 and verse 3, Moses, who is the author here, says, "Thou turnest man to destruction, and say, Return, ye children of men." The NIV says, "You turn man back to dust, saying, Return to dust, O sons of men." And I want to ask the question this morning for the sermon. And the question that I want to ask and answer in the 90th Psalm, are we just dust in the wind? Are we just dust in the wind? The psalmist says here that, Lord, you turn men back to dust, and you say, return to dust, O sons of men. Are we just dust in the wind? Is that all we are? The song was written back in the 70s by a group named Kansas, and they recorded these words, "I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment is gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes a curiosity, dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind." The same old song, just a drop of water in an endless sea. All we do crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see, dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. I asked a question this morning. The rock group sang about it. Moses states it here in the 90th Psalm that man is just dust, that you are just a lump of clay, that you will live your life, and no matter how you work on this lump of clay, no matter how you fashion it, no matter how you shape it, that this lump of clay will just return to a heap of ashes in the ground. As a matter of fact, the word in verse 3, he says in the King James that you turn man to destruction. That word destruction comes from a Hebrew word that means to be crushed, to be broken in pieces, to be ground to powder, to be pulverized. Wow. Lord, you turn man back to pulverization. That you take man and as a little rock and you take your weight and you smash him and ground him back in the powder, back in the dust, and then you blow him away. Now, unless we think that the 90th Psalm is the only one that speaks of this, let me remind you that there are other verses that bring our mind to this, bring attention to our mind. For instance, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. Genesis 3:19. For out of the ground thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Job chapter 10 and verse 9. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and thou wilt bring me back to dust again. And then Job said in chapter 34 and verse 15, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust. That's a pretty sad reality. And some of you may be resisting that idea. And some of you may say that I'm not going to turn back to dust. That I refuse to accept that. But let me just let you know that in case you need some reminders that you are just dust, let me just remind you. Somebody said, you know that you're getting old when everything hurts and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. Somebody said, you know that you're getting old when you look forward to a dull evening. You know that you're getting old when you need glasses to find your glasses. You know that you're getting old when your knees buckle and your belt don't. You know you're getting old when your back goes out more than you do. You know you're getting old in the morning when you hear snap, crackle, and pop, and it isn't your cereal. And you know that you're getting old when you get the same thrill from a rocking chair that you once got from a roller coaster. I heard this to remind us that we are just dust. That this body is in a decay process. And let me say, you know, young people today, they think that they have forever before them. But I just want to tell you that I remember when I was 18, 19, 20, and how youthful and invigorated I felt and I was. But let me tell you something, that Father Time catches up with all of us. And if you live long enough, Father Time will catch up with you. And as I have told you on many occasions, that if you got a full head of hair and it's all one color, if you got a six-pack, if you have beautiful looks, take pictures. Take pictures. Get the best advice I can give young people today, take a lot of pictures. Because you're going to try to tell people how it was, and they're not going to believe you. I try to tell my grandkids sometimes, and they have a hard time, so I got to go back and get the picture. See, look. Take a lot of pictures. Somebody said, my forgetter is getting better but my rememberer is broke. To you, that may seem funny, but to me, that's no joke. For when I'm here, I'm wondering if I really should be there. And when I try to think it through, I haven't got a prayer. Oftentimes, I walk into a room, say, what am I here for? I rack my brain, but all is vain. A zero is my score. At times, I put something away where it is safe, but gee, the person it's safest from, you're right, is usually me. When shopping, I see someone, I say hi and have a chat. Then that person walks away and I ask myself, who was that? Yes, my forgetter's getting better, but my rememberer's broke and it's driving me plumb crazy, and that is no joke. Then, unless you need another reminder, somebody said this, old folks are worth a fortune with silver in their hair, gold in their teeth, stones in their kidneys, lead in their feet, and gas in their stomachs. Unless you need a reminder. One lady said, I've become a little older now and a few changes have come into my life. Quite frankly, I'm a frivolous old gal. I'm seeing five gentlemen every day. As soon as I wake up, willpower helps me get out of bed. Next, Charlie Horse comes along and takes all my time and attention. When he leaves me, arthritis shows up, and he stays the rest of the day. But he doesn't like to stay in one place very long, so he takes me from joint to joint. After such a busy day, I'm really tired, and I'm glad to relax with Ben Gay. What a life. The preacher came to visit me the other day. He said, at my age, I should be thinking about the hereafter. I told him, I do that all the time. No matter where I am, in the parlor, upstairs, or down in the basement, I ask myself, now what am I here after? Dust in the wind. That's all we are, is dust in the wind. And the psalm lets us know that as far as this body is concerned, that we don't have a hope. First of all, Moses said that we are dust in the wind. Look at verses 1 through 4. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and say, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers. And the first thing that Moses does to show us the fact that we are dust in the wind is that he contrasts the immortality of God with the mortality of man. And this becomes a stark reality when he talks about God's immortality, and then he begins to show man how finite he is and how that man is just like a piece of grass, like he's like dust, that he's swept away. And that's the existence of mankind. He points out God's immortality. In verse 1, he says, God has been around through all generations. That generations have come and generations have gone. And that God has always been here. As a matter of fact, he said that you have been our dwelling place. That you have been our shelter. And if you think back to the beginning of time, God was the shelter for Adam. He was the shelter for Abraham. He was the shelter for David. He was the shelter for the apostles. He was the shelter through the Middle Ages, and he's the shelter today. God has been around generation after generation after generation, but man has come and gone. And all you are is dust in the wind. Adam, Abraham, one generation came and another left. And then To further emphasize the point, look what he says in verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the sea, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. If you ever want to drive yourself crazy, just try to think about how God got here. And you may reason, and you may say, well, somebody put God here. Then who put the somebody here that put God here? And it goes back and back, and this thing, and the only thing that you can say and the only conclusion that you can come to when you rack your brain trying to figure it out, the only conclusion that you can come to is from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And in light of the everlasting nature and existence of God, man is just let me go back and read the words that Kansas said in the song. Same old song, just a drop of water in an endless sea. That's all you are. Just a drop of water in an endless sea. That when you compare yourself against the eternity of God, that's all you are. And then, to make it so bad, He lets us know that we are affected by time, but God is not affected by time. Notice what he says in verse 4. He said, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 says, one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. That God knows no time. And the scripture says it's like a watch in the night. What is a watch in the night? Well, the Israeli army divided their soldiers up into four-hour shifts, and they were all called watches. And so when you were on a watch, and especially the reason they would do it, let somebody get rest so that they could wake up and do the shift, and then let the other group go to sleep, and then they would wake up and then go back and cover whatever is being covered. And so, you ever been, like, I know me and my wife, we talk about it all the time. My wife and I talk about it all the time. When we get up in the morning, we say, man, that night went quick. you know what I'm saying? Pastor Glaze, the only one that feels that way. I'm like, wow, man. That night went by fast. And the Bible says to God, you know, 1,000 years is like a what? Like a watch in the night. It's like when you say, man, you know, that went by fast. And so with God, 1,000 years is like, shoom. You know, he's not affected by time. You know, when you think about how human beings are affected by time, the older we get, hopefully, the wiser we get. The older we get, sometimes the more aged we get. The older we get, the more experiences we have. But just think about God. He don't get old. He already knows everything that there is to know. He already is who he is, and he can't be who he's not. And he doesn't change. God does not get better looking. He don't get better looking. He don't get uglier. He don't get older. God is God. And so the psalmist tries to stress the point that man really is nothing by emphasizing the greatness of God. And then notice what he goes on to say. He not only points out God's immortality, but he points out man's mortality. Look what he says in verse 3. He says, you turn man to dust, and you say, return, ye children of men. So first of all, he says that man is like dust. Secondly, he says that man is like an object being carried away in the flood. Verse 5, thou carriest them away as with the flood. That man is just that drop of water in the endless sea that you're dropped in, I'm dropped in, we all's dropped in, and the water just carries us away. I remember when I was coaching football in college and how that our football facility was right on the island. And every day we would go there, train, and have meetings and stuff. And then one day, there was a rain, and it just started, kept raining and raining. And next thing we knew, everything was flood. And the whole island got flooded out. And I remember standing there, and you couldn't see anything except maybe the top of the buildings. The whole thing was underwater. And we stood there at the brink of it. Unbelievable. There were big tree trunks that were going down the river. Big barrels just going down the river. And as you look at the power of that water and you saw how it moved those objects downstream, God said, here, man, that your life, all that you love about your life, all that you care about your life, that in the end, you know what your life is? It's just like that tree trunk in the water. Carried away like a flood. And you know, the sad thing is that who remembers you? Who remembers you? You know, I remember my grandfather. My grandfather had 6 fingers and 6 toes. Never forget my grandfather. He never got them cut. Some people get them cut. He didn't get them cut. My grandfather was mean. He was mean. I remember my grandfather. I remember my grandmother. She was one of the sweetest ladies that you ever wanted to meet. But you know what? My grandkids have no concept or no idea who my grandparents were. I mean, I could tell them about them, but there's no memories in their mind other than what I tell them. And the sad thing is that when I die, that they're gonna, the memory of them will probably be totally erased. And so man suffers from an inability to do anything that is everlasting and that makes a difference. That's why, you know, watching that video clip on the mayors, you know, powerful. Here's some people that did something that leaves a legacy, that leaves a memory. And I want to say something about that a little bit later. But you know, we have this inability to do anything because the work and the memories of everything we do is just swept away. And then to make it bad, so bad, he says in the next verse, he says that, verse 5, for thou carriest them away as with the flood, they are like asleep. In the morning, check it out, that when you were born, that you were like grass. That the day you were born, you were like, in God's eyes, the day that you were born, you were like grass. And in God's eyes, you grew up, you lived your life, you did whatever it was you're going to do. In the morning, verse 6 said, you flourished. Man, you had friends, you partied, you had a good time, you raised your family, you had grandkids, you retired and you traveled. You grew up, and in the evening, you were cut down and you withered away.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Are We Just Dust in the Wind from Psalm 90. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Are We Just Dust in the Wind? You can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request, Are We Just Dust in the Wind? That's anchoredinjesus.org and request, Are We Just Dust in the Wind? Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galaise. Dr. Galaise is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.